when we talk about Purim, it's very easy to focus on the two favourite topics are Mikra Megillah and Mishlach Manot. But the Suda is also an important mitzvah, so I want to address that from a number of perspectives this evening. So I want to start off with the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Bet, where we find that Rabbah v'Rabbi Zeira avdu Sudat Purim Bahadeh Hadadi, that Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira, they had Purim Suda together. We haven't yet established how we know that there should be Purim Suda. So the Gemara goes on to tell us that if someone came Rabbah Shchate l'Rabbi Zeira, that they got merry, they got drunk, Rabbah got up and slaughtered Rabbi Zeira, l'machar by rachame v'achaye, the next day Rabbah regretted what had happened and davened that Rabbi Zeira should recover, and he did. Lashana, the next year, he said, Amar le, neite mavanave tsudat purim bahadeh hadadi. It was lots of fun last year. I don't remember exactly what happened. I was a bit shikha, but it was definitely lots of fun. Let's have Purim Suda together again this year. And Rabbi Zeira declined. He said, Amar le, lo b'chol shata v'shata mitrache shnisa. And that's all part of the discussion of, chayvinish livasume b'furaya, the mitzvah to get drunk on Purim, and how we pasken. That's the Baal HaMa'or brings Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says from the fact that Rabbah killed Rabbi Zeira, that's a demonstration that we shouldn't pasken, that you need to get drunk on Purim, and that opinion has been dismissed from the halachic corpus. On the other hand, the Tor simply says that you do have to get drunk on Purim, ad delo yada, so you don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Aro Haman and Baruch Mordechai. That's not really the topic for this evening, though we'll touch on it again a little bit later in the Hemshech of the Shir. Amar Rava said, Sudat Purim Sha'achla Balayla, if you had your Sudat Purim at night, Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato, you're not Yotze. So Purim Suda has to be in the day. How do we know that, my Tama? Because Yemei Mishteh V'Simchakativ. So this is the important pasuk for tonight's Shir. The fact that the Megillah says that Mordechai and Esther established these days, La'asot otam yemei mishteh v'simcha, tells us there has to be mishteh, there has to be simcha, and that these are yemei, days of mishteh v'simcha. These mitzvot have to take place during the day and not at night. So obviously you're allowed to eat at night on Purim, you're allowed to have a suda tomorrow night, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Mishteh on Purim, and if you didn't have a Suda the next day, so then you wouldn't have fulfilled the mitzvah. And I want to discuss two primary points tonight, one of which we'll divide into two. One is, what is the, if you like, the content of the Suda, and I want to discuss particularly with regard to A, do you need to make hamotzi, and B, do you need to have meat? And then the second question to discuss is the timing of the Suda, and particularly with regard to this year, where, of course, it falls on an Erev Shabbat. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Reish Tzadikei. So the Rama says, it's one of these interesting simanim where the Rama comes even before the Mechaber, Mitzvah laharbot b'sudat Purim, v'sudat achat yotzim. So he's already telling us two things about the nature of the Suda. Number one, Mitzvah laharbot. In terms of, if you just sit down and have a tuna sandwich, as they say, for Purim Suda, so you might technically have fulfilled the mitzvah, but of being Koveh Suda, but you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah laharbot. In terms of just to have a minimal, bread and cheese or tuna sandwich is not properly fulfilling the mitzvah. You might have technically fulfilled the mitzvah, but not done the ideal. That's number one. Number two, with a Suda achat yotzim. Why is the Rama telling us that we yotze with only one Suda? That's presumably to show the distinction between Shabbat or Shabbat Yom Tov and Purim. On Shabbat, there's a chiyuv of Gimel Sudot. On Yom Tov, there's a din of two Sudot. But Purim, they were never makabel to make Purim into a proper Yom Tov, and therefore you don't have to have two Sudot. You only need to have one Suda. And then the Mechabe continues, starts, Sudat Purim Sha'asah Balayla Lo Yatzei Yedei Chovato. If you have your Purim Sudat at night, you're not Yotzei. Mikol Makom Gam Balayla Yismach V'Yarbe Ketzat B'Suda. So even also at night, you should, again, don't just sit down to a bowl of cereal and a clementine as your dinner, but you should have something a bit special, you know, a nice meal when you get home from Mikra Megillah, but it's not, doesn't have the same chiyuv as the Purim Suda does on Purim Day itself. So we'll come back and look at the Se'if Bet. We'll look at it later on in the shir, but I printed it there just so it goes together with Sif Aleph, but Sif Bet really deals with the timing of the Suda. Now the big question is, do you need to, or the first big question is, do you need to have bread at this Suda? So, you know, traditionally I think people do tend to have bread at the Suda Purim, but our question is, is it absolutely necessary, or could you just sit down to some hum and tashen and such things, so long as it's a suda, so hum and tashen and sushi, and that's your Purim suda? Would that be sufficient or not? So I want to bring a mug in Avraham. The Magen Avraham is actually on the next Se'if, which says that you say Al HaNissim in benching on Purim, and if your Suda carries on into the night, you still say Al HaNissim because your Suda started during the day. So let's look at the Magen Avraham here. So the Magen Avraham says, V'im shachach al ha-nissim b'vilkat ha-machazon, ha-mazon, machazin eto de lo sagi de lo achil. So this is quoting the Shla and the Rashal, that if you missed al ha-nissim in b'vilkat ha-machazon on Purim, that you actually have to repeat. However, the Magen Avraham doesn't like this. He's bothered by it. V'kol magom tvarav tzrichin iyun. I don't understand this, he says. Hold on a minute. Even in the Amida, which you've got a chiyuv of saying the Amida, obviously, on Purim. Nevertheless, we say because Purim is a mitzvah de Rabbanan rather than a mitzvah de Oraita, you don't have to repeat the Amida if you didn't say Al HaNissim, or the Al HaNissim, I suppose. So Kal Vachomer with Birkat HaMazon, where there's no absolute chiyuv to say Birkat HaMazon, he's going to demonstrate, you shouldn't have to repeat benching if you missed Al HaNissim. V'lachein nireli. So the Magen Avraham says, it seems to him, d'im kvar achal sudachat bayom shuvei machazirin oto. Certainly, if you've had one meal already, then you don't have to repeat Al HaNissim in benching subsequently. From the Shla, it seems that, you know, just whenever you bench on Purim, if you missed Al HaNissim, you're going to have to repeat it. But Magen Avraham says, you know, certainly, I don't think you have to repeat it at all, but certainly, if you only missed it out in, you know, a second Birkat HaMazon of the day, then you certainly wouldn't need to, to repeat it. So that's the Magen Avraham. Daha ibay lo achal yoteh, because seeing as you've had one meal, you certainly don't have a chiyuv to have a second meal, and wherever you don't have a chiyuv to have a meal, then you don't have a chiyuv. If you missed out Me'ed HaMo'oran, Birkat HaMazon, you don't repeat. So a classic example is, say, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to eat bread. There's an Itzah Ta'anit on Rosh Chodesh, but there's no chiyuv to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, if you missed out Ya'alev Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat benching, because you could have got away with not benching at all. So you never have to repeat something you never had to say in the first place. So Same with a second meal on Purim. You didn't have to have a second meal at all. So if you missed out Alan Nisim in the second meal, certainly you don't have to repeat benching. V'afal pishe rasha lo katav chen, nira li masha katav di ikka alibu di hilkata. Ki medina nira li, de lo lame machazirin otol. The Magen Avraham thinks that, in actual fact, bichlal you don't have to repeat benching if you miss out Val HaNisim. Why? Ki lo matzim shechayav lechol pat b'furim. In actual fact, the Magen Avraham says, I don't think you need to have bread on Purim. V'matzim l'miftam nashib shaminei matamim. You can sit down to whatever it is you want, sushi, or you can sit down to steak and chips and have that as your Purim Suda, mitzvah harbot, so you have, you know, steak and chicken wings and chips fried onions, onion rings, okay, so you've been marbe, you don't have to have bread at all. V'lachem benidon zesh achal kvar pshita dein lachaziro v'lachush l'safek bracha lahavatala. So if you've already eaten one meal, then I certainly think that you said Al Anisim in the first meal, or maybe you didn't even say Al Anisim in the first meal, but you've eaten a meal already, you've been Makai in the midst of the Suda, so then you don't need to repeat in the second Suda, certainly. But the Magen Avraham actually thinks even in the first Suda you wouldn't need to repeat, because he thinks that you don't need to have bread at the Purim Suda. So that's an important shita to be aware of, particularly, you know, in non-normative situations. It's, you know, fine if you're sitting down at home to Purim Suda, but perhaps if you're sat in some sort of outreach context, you know, where it's going to be difficult for everybody to wash, or it could be, you know, this year in a socially distant distance context, you want to have, you know, in a shul, I know there's strict rules about what's going to be allowed and what's not going to be allowed, but you've got a car park minion on Purim, and you want everybody to have Purim Suda together, so you give everybody a little bag of stuff, it's on their seat when they come to shul, and then after Megillah in the morning, everybody's going to sit down and eat together, but you know, to have everybody go into the building and do Netilat Yadayim and queue up and touch the same tap and everything, you don't want to do that. So in actual fact, you could have, according to Magen Avraham, a Purim Suda without bread and without making hamotzi. However, there are other poskim that disagree. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'raitim ishem istapekim yotzim yidei suda b'machalim tovim b'lo lechem v'li nireh d'lo yatsa." The Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't think you're yotzei. Dumir to Shabbat v'yom tov. Because it needs to be a suda like on Shabbat or on Yom Tov. It's following the same sort of model as Shabbat and Yom Tov. V'od, and furthermore, d'ei mishteh b'lo lechem. He thinks the definition of a mishteh is one that has lechem. Kidichtiv belot, as it says with Lot, vayas lahem mishteh. Lot made for the angels a mishteh. Umatzot afan, he baked matzah. Vayochelu, and they ate. Of Daniel kativ, pat bagam the yayin mishtehem. So a pasuk in Daniel which indicates that pat and yayin is what makes a mishteh. So the definition of a mishteh, it could be that there's a difference between a mishteh and a suda. But a mishteh seems to have bread in it and seems to need hamotzi, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. So what we have here is a machloket in the Achronim as to whether or not you need to have bread at the Purim Suda. From the Rambam, it would seem that probably one doesn't need to have bread. He doesn't address it in Hilchot Megillah, but the Rambam does talk about what if you missed out Val HaNisim on Purim. In Bet of Hilchot Brachot Halacha Yud Gimel, he talks about saying Me'ein HaMo'ora in Birkat HaMazon, and he says that on Cholos Shel Moed V'Chanukah V'Purim Im Shachach V'lo Yizkah Inyan B'Birkat HaMazon Einu Chozer. If you missed out Me'ein HaMo'ora in benching on those occasions, then you don't need to repeat Birkat HaMazon, Why not? Because there's no chiyuv lichara to have a suda. On Chanukah, there's no chiyuv to have a suda. On Chol HaMoed, seems there's no chiyuv to have a suda. And therefore, if you hadn't benched at all, if you hadn't had the suda and you hadn't benched, so you'd be no worse off than you are now that you've benched without saying Yaleh V'Yavo. Now, this question of whether or not you need bread at the Sudat Purim, and the Aruch HaShulchan's contention that it's Dumya de Shabbat V'Yom Tov, that it's following the same model as Shabbat and Yom Tov, will perhaps depend on how we understand the Chiyuv of Pat on Shabbat and Yom Tov. And that's a discussion in Machloket in the Achronim. And we have Rabbi Akiva Eger right at the beginning of his Shelos and Tshuvot addressing it, and also the Maharam Shik in Simon Shin Mem. So look at, won't go through all of this together, but look at least at the first part of the of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says, he's talking about the question of whether women have got a chiyuv to eat bread on Yom Tov. On Shabbat, they definitely do, but on Yom Tov, where it might be part of the mitzvah Simchat Yom Tov, so then it's not so pashut. Avar mikom akom nireh de'ina mukhiyevet b'achilat pat. He says he doesn't think that women have to eat bread on Yom Tov. De'nireh d'achilat pat eino mitzad chiyuv simcha, d'hab Shabbat lecha chiyuv simcha, ela d'nireh d'min kavod Shabbat likbo asud al halechem. He says that it's a function of kavod. And that on Shabbat, the reason why you have to have lechem is because of kvod Shabbat. A way of showing honor to Shabbat is by having a meal with bread. It's not a function of the simcha. V'akibud v'onegim simcha, trei mili ninhu. And he says that kavod and oneg v'simcha are two, or kavod v'oneg and simcha are different concepts. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchot Yom Tov, k'shem shemitzvah lechabed Shabbat ul'anga, kach kol yamim tovim. So kavod and oneg fit into one category, and then he points out that the Rambam further on discusses the din of simcha. Okay, but they're different considerations. And therefore, the imkain, reading towards the end, nireh kevam de Shabbat kol achiyuf le'echol pat einu mitam simcha, elu mitam kibud Shabbat likbo asudal halechem, the imkain yesh lomad gam b'yom tov midin simcha, hayasagi b'vasa v'yayin v'dei tzivonim, elu d'chiyuvi k'mo b'Shabbat. V'rayda har b'chol amoyed, after ikah chiyuv simcha, mikom mikom, ein chiyuv le'echol pat. So Rabbi Akiva Eger is demonstrating that he thinks that the chiyuv of pat on Shabbat and Yom Tov is a function of kavod and oneg, but not a function of simcha. And therefore on Purim, where there's no din of kavod and oneg, lichora, what the Aruch HaShulchan said, isn't going to hold or wouldn't hold true. Because Purim is a din of simcha, and but bread is a function of kavod for oneg. So it would seem that Rabbi Akiva Eger would probably support the contention of the Magen Avraham rather than the Aruch HaShulchan. However, the Maharam Shik learns it the other way round, and he says that in actual fact that on Purim you do have to have bread on Purim. Why? Because he thinks that on Yom Tov it's a function of simcha that you have to have bread. It might be that it's really what he's saying is that on Shabbat it's because of kavod for oneg, and on Yom Tov it's also because of simcha. But the point that he's making is that it's that simcha demands eating bread. Obviously, you have to have bread on Shabbat. So whether it's a function of kavod or oneg or zecher leman or whatever it is, you've got to have it on Shabbat. But on Yom Tov, he says you have to have bread as a din in simcha, And therefore, on Purim, it would make sense as well to say that you've got to have bread. But then he goes on to defend the Magid Avraham at the end. But the principle that he's making is that one could argue that the Chiyuv of Pat on Yom Tov is Midin Simcha. So essentially, the Aruch HaShulchan's point is going to be dependent on whether we accept that eating bread on Yom Tov is Midin Simcha or whether it's Midin Kavod Va'onek. Lemaisa, Rav Avadia Yosef in Yechaved Dat Chedek Aleph Siman Pei Tet says Sudat Purim Min Hadin Eina Tzricha Liot Davka Bafat El Nachon Nachush Lechatchila Ledat Haposkim Shesovrim Shetzricha Pat. So you don't have to have bread, but certainly it's proper to have bread because there are some poskim that say that's a chiyuv. Okay, so that deals with the question of bread. Now, what about the meat? So look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Bet of Hilchot Megillah Halacha Tetvav Ketzav Kovat Sudazu Sheyochal Basar Vitakin Sudan Naak Fiashetim Sayado V'Shotei Yain Ad Sheishtakev Yaradim B'Shichrut. So on Purim it's for Nahafochu, so I can start with the end of the halacha rather than the beginning. And just to point out that it's an interesting observation in the Rambam that he learns this din of Shotei Yain Ad Sheishtaker as being a din in the Sudat Purim. There's a whole shiur to be said on the question of Chayav Inish Livasumei. But in that context, we should point out that it seems from the Rambam, just to get drunk on Purim night or to get drunk on Purim morning, you're not being mekayem anything. The mitzvah is part of the Sudat Purim. There's not an independent chiyuv to get drunk. And the other observation, which is spoken about by the Achronim, is the Rambam says shotei yayin. So lichara, to drink whiskey or beer also doesn't tick the boxes. Why does it need to be wine? And the Eliyahu Rabba says because all the miracles of Purim were came about as a result of Mishteh HaYayin. That's what happened in the Megillah. It wasn't that King Achashverosh was having a party for 180 days where they were having 180 different scotches. Or that Esther invited Achashverosh and Haman round for craft beers. That's not what it was about. It was about Mishteh HaYayin, and therefore it's Yayin that one should be drinking on Purim. So if you get drunk on Purim night with whiskey, you haven't achieved anything except a hangover. In any event, the Rambam says Ketzav Kovat Sudasu, A Sheyochal Basar, so it needs to be Fleishiks. And B, Vitaken Sudana'a, Kfiashetim Sayador, which is aligned with what the Rama said at the beginning of the Siman, where he said that it's Mitzvah Laharbot, Bisuda. So again, it's not just being Koveya Suda. You can't just, or you shouldn't just have, the tuna sandwich. Seems that it needs to be more than that. And in actual fact, from the Lashon of the Rambam, I think one could perhaps suggest that one's not yotzei with just the tuna sandwich, besides the fact that it's not meat. But even if you... Okay, so that's a point of discussion amongst the Achronim about Basar Off. I think it's brought down in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein that chicken's good enough. For this, it might depend a little bit on what we're going to discuss in the Hemshech. So let's just hold that for a moment. But you have a sausage roll. The Rambam might not be keen on that because not only is it Sheyoch al Basar, but it seems Yitakin Suda Na'ah Fi Ashetim Sayado, and that's the Chova of the Suda that he's saying. So just to sit down to, even if it's, you're making hamotzi and you're having fleishiks, But it seems that it needs to be more than that. And the Rambam seems to understand that it's min hadin that it needs to be more than that. I have a sense that it might be to do with the fact that the pasuk calls it a mishteh. Mishteh, I think, is more than a su'uda. So even though the lashon of the Rambam here is chovat su'uda zu, but the lashon of the pasuk is a mishteh. I think a mishteh is grander than a su'uda. So that's... possibly, except for the fact that earlier on we saw the notion that it's being a mishteh which demands the bread even. You know, that was what the Aruch HaShulchan said. It's bringing a raya from Lot and from Daniel. It's in both those cases that mishteh implied eating bread. So even though mishteh is milashon shtiyah, it seems that perhaps as a mishteh is just a suda with shtiyah in it as well. But it seems that it's more than just a chiyuv of being koveya suda. It's vitakein su'uda na'a kfi asher timtza yado. That's a much stronger lashon there. Let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, exactly quotes the Rambam, umashma d'vatar v'adai tarich, d'vladei ze ein chashivut. You know, it needs to be a choshev su'uda. It's achshare machalim yasekum o biyomtov. But it needs, needs to be more than just a regular suda. But it seems that not everybody is maskim. It certainly doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch that one has to have meat, and there is some question about it in the Achronim. Bear with me just momentarily. So in Tafresh Tadik Vav, the Mechaber says, Sif Zayin, Misha Omer She'onen Mutar B'Vasar V'Yayin, that an onen can eat meat and wine on Purim. D'lo Ate Asid Yachid Da'Avein Lut V'Dachei Asid Rabim Da'Oraita. The fact that he's got the Isur Basav Yayin, that's his own personal Isur, and that shouldn't override the Chiyuv D'Oraita Lismach Bafurim. D'Divrei Kabbalaninu Shein K'Divrei Torah. So that's the Mechaber there. So commenting on this, the Magin Avraham discusses as follows. Tarikin lama yehim mutar balayla. So the davka balayla, the Rama said, venerally the davka balayla, afa pishemeta mutar lefanaf, afa biyom sherotzil kavro kurat meto kodem. So the Magen Avraham said, tarikin lama yehim mutar balayla, bevasav yayin. Halo en chiv klal lecho balayla, kumo she katav katuv reisim and taf reis sadike. Vim ken katach. Imkein heyach katav asei derabim. How can he be talking about there's an asei, of Purim and Simchat Purim when that doesn't apply at night? That the onen should be able to eat basav hayayin. For od kasha to be yor desim shememalef pasak dafil b'shabbat he needs sheshul echol basar harushup yado. So even on Shabbat you don't have to eat meat. So why should we say that the onen? Okay, Purim comes along; he's got to read Megillah. But why should he? Why should he be able to eat meat, seeing as lichari you don't have to eat meat? As the Talmidei Rabbi Yonah say, Masechet Brachot, she'enu muchiyav she'ocha basar v'yayin. It's just a reshut on Shabbat about eating basar v'yayin, but not a chiyuv. Uma she'asru b'chol ha'inu mishun she'enu v'shach achar tanugim yitpatel mikvurat hamet. It's during the week. You can't have basar v'yayin because it's going to distract you from burying your mate. And on Shabbat, when you can't bury your mate, so then you can. V'imkein leka asei klal afilu b'yom. So the Magen Avraham is suggesting that in actual fact, even in the day of Purim, you don't have to have meat. So maybe Purim's different to Shabbat. In Achinami, Shabbat, you don't have to have meat. But on Purim, maybe you do, because Shabbat doesn't say Simcha, but Purim it does. Vein Simcha ela bavasar, and you can't be have Simcha without basar. And we call makom kasha the hayom tov nami Simcha ketiv bei vein chiyuv lechol basar rak v'zman shebeit hamikdash kayam. Yom tov also says Simcha, and there's no chiyuv to have meat on Yom tov, except where we're talking about the basar shlamim. But without shlamin, then there's no chiyuv to have meat. So that's the contention of the Magen Avraham. So according to the Magen Avraham, it's going to be, you know, I don't know what you're going to have for your Purim Suda. He's told you don't need to have bread and you don't need to have meat. That's a few fish fingers. But in any event, so why is the Rambam saying there is a chava to eat meat? So there's two possibilities. The Achronim say there could be two ways of understanding the Rambam. Either we could simply say that in actual fact, that because the Rambam paskens that on Yom Tov there's also a chiv to eat meat. The Mechaber doesn't pasken like that, but the Rambam does. So the Rambam, so this is the point where we say, Ein simcha ela b'basar v'yayin, is that talking about basar kodshim, or is it talking about all types of basar? So the Rambam seems to understand that it's talking about all types of basar, whereas the Beit Yosef understands that it's talking about basar kodshim. So the Rambam is l'shitato. Just as in Hilchot Yom Tov, he says, midin simcha, you need to have meat. So also on Purim, midin simcha, you need to have meat. However, we paskin that on Yom Tov, you don't actually need to have meat. And therefore on Purim, you also shouldn't need to have meat. However, there are some achronim who suggest that you could make a little bit of a chiluk, and that you could say that with Yom Tov, where the original chiyuv of simcha was in the context of basar kodshim, so therefore, in the absence of basar kodshim, so then there's no chiyuv to eat meat. But the chiyuv of simcha on Purim was instituted independently of Basar Kodshim. There were no Korbanot. There was no Beit HaMikdash at the time. And there's certainly no Korbanot Hayom, or Shalmei Re'iyah of Purim. And therefore, when the Chiyuv of Simcha was made, it was made to include meat, without any reference to Basar Kodshim. And therefore, you can have an anomaly that the Chiyuv of meat is stronger on Purim than it is on Yom Tov, even though Yom Tov has a din of Simcha Midoraita, and Purim only has a din of Simcha Midrabanan. So you could suggest that. Those are two ways of understanding the Rambam. So, as I say, it's a machloket in the Achronim, whether or not you need to have meat. The Shevet HaLevi says that even according to the Magen Avraham, you don't have to have meat, but it's a good thing to do to have meat. It's particularly relevant, I think, this year where the Suda is in the morning. So a lot of people don't particularly want to sit down to fleishix in the morning. They want to have a milchik meal. So according to the Magen Avraham, that's not going to be a problem. It also perhaps, you know, depends a little bit, you know, certainly one of the questions is, you know, where does subjectivity, come into it? You know, a person, you know, doesn't like to eat meat, you know, in the middle of the day on a Friday, you know, so maybe, you know, they like you can have fancy milchik meals. A fancy milchik meal can be very, very nice. Maybe that is simcha. Of course, you know, fleishix doesn't necessarily need to mean eating cholent and kugel. You know, I was discussing it with somebody. I said, yeah, I don't really fancy fleishix on it's 11 o'clock Friday morning. They said, oh, they're going to have salt beef sandwiches. Which, of course, salt beef sandwiches, you know, is different to cholent and kugel. So maybe that's a nice thing to have. In any event, seems to be a machloket in the achronim there. Okay, I want to now move on to the question of the timing of the Purim Suda. So let's go back to the Rama in Se'if Bet. So the Rama says as follows: V'noagim la'asot Sudat Purim la'acha mincha. So the minhag is that we have the Purim Suda after mincha. We have it in the afternoon. V'arvit palu balayla, and then you have a mariv later on in the night. Mitpalu mincha tchila b'ot hayom gadol. You have a mincha, you know, not 10 minutes before shkia like you might usually do, but earlier on in the afternoon. V'rof ha'suda tzricha liot bayom, and you need to have most of the suda in the day. We'll talk about that in due course, but it doesn't mean that if you're having a 5-hour suda, you have to have at least 2.5 hours during the day. What it means is you need to have, you know, a sheer suda during the day. You know, if you spend an hour before shkia, you know, eating your first two courses, and you have another three courses after shkia, then that's fine. Just means that you need to have proper suda in the day. Ikar ha-suda hu-leil tet-vav. Meaning that you don't start 15 minutes before shkia, and, you know, really the suda's at night. Uch-shechal purim b'yom shishi, yasu ha-suda b'shachrit. However, if Purim's on a Friday, as it is this year, you make the suda in the morning, mishum kvod Shabbat, as a function of kavod Shabbat. So, This minhag, we'll talk about, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah first, then we'll talk about regular years, and we'll talk about this year, which is an Erev Shabbat. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you have it after mincha usually. Hadalo nehige la'asot ha-b'shachrit. Why don't you usually have Purim Suda in the morning? Mipnei mishum she'trudim mishlach manot. You're busy with mishlach manot all morning. V'nimshachim b'rov at ha-mincha. And then, you know, that takes you up till the afternoon. V'ashrim l'hatchil b'suda kodim mincha. And you're not allowed to start a suda gedola before mincha. Now that's actually a bit of a question, because we say it's only a suda gedola that you're not used to having, that you wouldn't normally have, that you can't start mincha time. But we say sudat Shabbat Yom Tov, you can start before mincha. So why it should be that sudat Purim should be stricter than sudat Shabbat Yom Tov isn't immediately clear. It might be to do again with the Mishta element to it. But we're clearly equating sudat Purim to a wedding or a sheva brachot, which you can't start before davening mincha. Maybe it's because of the shichrut that you have in the sudat Purim. And that prevents you from being allowed to start a suda before davening mincha. If you look in the Maharil says, "De'im sa'adim mikodem hayalah shat mincha shat shichrut utfilat shichrut toeva." That it's a function of the shichrut, not because that you might come to forget to daven mincha, which is, you know, the notion of not being allowed to start a suda before davening. Just if you have your Purim suda and get intoxicated at the Purim suda, so then even if you daven mincha, it's not going to be a good mincha. So you want to daven mincha, get the chovat hayom dealt with, as it were, in terms of the tefillah. Then you can have your suda, and then fine, you know, fall asleep after your suda, or during your suda, whatever it is. No, you'll daven ma'ariv at 10 o'clock at night, and you've still got time to daven ma'ariv, and you'll have sobered up. Bo'od hayom gadol. In the Mishnah Berurah, Katav Eliyahu b'shem Shlaha Meshubach Mishal says Suda b'Shachrit. In actual fact, it's good to have the Suda in the morning. Katav Ol Sheikabet San Sheveitov Yichavei Rav Di Efshal Ismach Gura Ubiyachid. Don't sit down by yourself for your Purim Suda. So, to have the Purim Suda in the morning, the Shlaha certainly seems to think is a good practice. Many people have it late in the day, but there certainly doesn't seem to be a halachic mila in that, and there could be, you know, a halachic disadvantage to it. So, of course, if people are at work, you know, then they've got a problem. A person who, you know, this year, you know, Shkia is around about 5:30. So if a person can't get home till, you know, 5:15, then obviously, you know, they've got to make, or 5 o'clock, they've got to make the suit at the end of the day. But it would seem, really, that if they can't get back till, you know, till that late, then they maybe should have, you know, a Purim Sudesh lunch. You know, they, instead of taking just, you know, regular tuna sandwiches, you know, they should take, you know, nice sandwiches, smoked salmon and cream cheese sandwich, you know, bagels with some sushi and, you know, nice something to drink and some hamantaschen, you know, and turn it in, you know, be mekayim the mitzvah of a suda there at their desk. And then when they come home, they can join the rest of the family with the you know, with the rest of the suda. Rav Moshe Sternbach makes the observation, I think in Tshuva, in Moedim Uzmanim, makes the observation that when we talk about, you know, having the rov of the suda before Shkia, what it means is you need to have, you know, proper Shior Suda. So, you know, you can't, it's not like, you know, on a Shabbat, you know, you need to wash the Suda Shlishit and make Hamotzi before Shkia. It's not like that on Purim. If you just, you know, Shkia's at 5:27, you know, and you make Hamotzi at 5:20, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Suda Purim that way. It needs to be that, you know, you give yourself at least half an hour and you can have the soup and at least, you know, part of the main course, you know, before Shkia, because that's what comprises the Purim Suda. So that's an important observation to make. I mean, as I say, you know, it's easy for people who are at home on Purim. People who are at work, it's a bigger challenge to get that right. The minhag seems to be to have it towards the end of the day. I tried for a couple of years in our family to have Purim Suda at lunchtime. I always felt that, you know, Purim Suda, when you sit down to Purim Suda at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you don't really eat lunch, you spend your whole day just munching on the mishlach manot that have arrived. That's by the time it comes to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're actually full of mishlach manot. You don't really want to sit down to a meal at that time of day. So for a couple of years we tried having Purim Suda at lunchtime, which I very much liked. My children vetoed it after a couple of years. They said they were upset. They said all their friends, you know, they have Purim Suda and it goes on into the evening. You know, why in our household do we have to be finished early? So, okay, fine, you know, I didn't need, there's no mitzvah to be grumpy, certainly not on Purim, so we accommodated them, but just as an eitzah, one of the things that we're always, I try to be makpid on in the family nowadays, is lunchtime on Purim, everybody should sit down and have a proper lunch, you know, a sandwich or whatever, a proper lunch, because otherwise you just, you know, snack all afternoon. When it comes to the Suda, you're not hungry at all. So eat properly at lunchtime, and you know, then you'll still have an appetite, you'll actually have a better appetite for the Suda. Okay, that's not, that's just an Eitzah Tova. Okay, what are we going to do on Erev Shabbat? So the Shulchan Aruch said on Erev Shabbat, you'll have the Suda in the morning. Mishnah Berurah says, Haynu kodem chatzot hayom lechatchila. Ideally, it should be before chatzot. V'ayim yad Ephraim mashen katav shem maharil. So let's see what this is all about. In Reish Mem Tet, Se'if Bet, the Shulchan Aruch says, Asulik bo be'erev Shabbat, Su'udah, Mishteh, She'inu ragil b'mehachol. So you can't have a fancy meal that you wouldn't normally have at, on Erev Shabbat. V'afilu hi su'udah se'irusin, Mipnei kvot ha'shabbat, She'ikaneh su Shabbat, Shuta'ev lechol. You need to be on Friday afternoon, that you've got Friday night, when you sit down to dinner, that you've got an appetite for the food. So you want to have a silver wedding party, you know, on a Friday. It's a bank holiday Friday, and you want to have a silver wedding party. That lichara would be a problem. There's actually a shaila about having shehu brachot on a Friday. during the day. Obviously, Friday night you can. However, the Rama says, "Su'udash is mana erev Shabbat, kum brit milal pidyon haben mutar, kein nireli v'chein haminag pashut." So, to have a suda where the zman is on erev Shabbat, so then that's fine. In terms of this, when you're supposed to have the suda, so you can have it then. What's the big deal? So lichora, the Purim suda should fit into that that category as well. The Purim suda is a suda shezmana be'erev Shabbat. That's when Purim is. So that's when you've got to have the suda. So lichora, min adin, you could have it at any time. There still seems to be a preference to have it in the morning. Just bear with me one moment. So as far as those sudot are concerned, the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Mem Tetz, if Katan Yud Gimel says, "Mikol Makom Lechatchila Mitzvah Lakdima B'Shachrit Mishum Kvod Shabbat," and he actually references this Rama, "Chumoshem Mavoah B'Simin Tafrei Tzadik Heis If Bet Linyan Sudat Purim Ayin Sham." So we learn out one from the other. So, what does the Maharil say that's referent? The Maharil says that you can have the Sudat Purim, Be'er Shabbat, provided it's Kodem Tesha Sha'ot, Vein Tzarech La'asot HaDavka Kodem Chatzot. So it doesn't seem to be so critical. What we see, this is the considering, because it's the Mana, Be'erev Shabbat, so you can have it. The Rama seems to think that it's preferable to have it in the morning, but the Maharil says in actual fact you can have it until Tesha Sha'ot in the afternoon. And in actual fact, the Poskim say that if you miss that for whatever reason, so then you can have it, even later. It's for whatever reason you didn't manage to have Purim Suda till 4 o'clock in the afternoon this week. So no, you can have Purim Suda at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Could be a person's busy laning Megillah at doorstep Megillah readings, you know, all day Friday. They don't get back home till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They haven't yet had Sudat Purim. No, you can have Sudat Purim then. Now there's another notion which people are discussing, and that's the concept of Pores Mapa Umekadesh. So what's this about? Look in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that the Mordechai says Matzati Katov B'Mordechai Katov B'Klaf Haya Ochel Sudat Purim Be'er Shabbat Yitpalel V'Yifros Mapa V'Yikadesh V'Mazon Yomar Al Anisim. So you're eating Sudat Purim on Friday afternoon. You can daven mincha in the middle of your Suda. And then you'll be pores mapa. You'll spread a cover over the food, make kiddush, and carry on your meal. And you'll say Ala Nisim at the end. If you daven Maariv in the middle of your Suda, then you're going to have to, you can't say Ala Nisim any longer because you turned it to the next day. In any event, what we've got is this notion of Pores Mapa. That appears in the Me'iri. It appears in the Me'iri in Ketubot. That's what I've got here in front of us. But it also appears in the Me'iri in Psachim, Arve Psachim in Kuf or Kuf Aleph. Says, "Va'af anu va'avotim no'agim b'furim shechaliot erev Shabbat shematkinim b'suda mibod yom ad she'ikadesh hayom u'porsin mapa mekadshim v'gomrim et ha'suda u'matkinim b'ashel purim mitam zeh." So the Me'iri says you can be pores mapa in the middle of the in the middle of the suda. Now the question is this recommended practice? I have seen somebody put out guidelines for Purim and said that this is a good way of being makayim your Purim suda. I'm not convinced that's correct. Rav Yitzchak Yosef in the in Yalkut Yosef, he's not keen on it. He's not. He says that you should ideally make your Purim Suda In the morning, but you can make it in the afternoon. Rav Schechter, in his psachim that he put out this year, says that it's not correct, certainly in Chatchila, to do your Purim Sudas Pores Mapa. So what do I think the Meiri is talking about? I think the Meiri is talking about the following situation. I don't think he's talking about a scenario where he's like, okay, you know what, we're going to have Purim Suda this year at 5 o'clock. Shabbat comes in at, 5:17, something like that. Shkia is at 5:33, so you know we'll make our motzi a good half hour beforehand. I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about one of two scenarios: either that something went wrong during the day, you were driving to Hatfield to Lane Megillah, and your car broke down on the way home, and you didn't get home till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So you need to have Purim Suda. So instead of, you know, having a 15-minute Purim Suda, no, so you'll wash at 5 o'clock and you'll be Paris Marpa Makadesh. That's what you should do in that situation. The alternative is, you know, you started, you know, having Purim Suda at 2 p.m. We're going to have a Mincha at 1, we're going to have Purim Suda at 2 p.m. and we're going to be finished by 4. Okay, so, you know, we discussed that maybe it's better to do it in the morning, probably is better, but for whatever reason, again, you might be a group of people who are laning Megillah in lots of places this year. So you're going to have your Purim Suda at 2 p.m, have a nice Purim Suda, you'll finish at 4, and you've got an hour and a quarter still to get ready for Shabbat, and that's wonderful. Oh, but it was such a gewaltic Purim Suda, and you were singing Chayev Inish Levesume and Shoshanat Yaakov and Chayev Inish Levesume and Shoshanat Yaakov, etc., etc. All of a sudden, you look at your watches; it's 5:15. Okay, time for shul. 5:15. You know what you can do? You don't need to stop. That's you're in good spirits. So you don't need to stop. As the Rama finishes Hilchot Purim, Tov Leif Mishter Tamid, why stop? And be Poros Marpo Makadesh. But not that Milachatchina, that's the way you set things up to do, to try and finish off your Suda, you know, to go over into Shabbat. It's, if that's what's happened, so then you can be Poros Marpo Makadesh. Kach Nireh Lafi Aniut Dati. In any event, those are the cheshbonot, I think, in the as far as Sudat Purim is concerned. I wish everybody a Purim, Purim Sameach, as they say, a Freilichen Purim, a safe Purim, a COVID safe Purim, Be'ezrat Hashem, in future years things will be better, and we'll be able to celebrate in the way that we usually do. But, you know, this year I think it's important that we put the emphasis a little bit differently. Our avoda will be a little bit different, won't be with the same reyut that we usually have, but we'll have that in our hearts for other people. And I hope you all have a wonderful Purim. Next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will be learning Hilchot Pesach.